Take a deep breath and fill up your lungs completely with this beautiful oxygen. And then slowly exhale, letting go of any tension, any irritation, any fear, anything that came before this moment of taking in your breath. And at the complete exhale, begin to take in another deep cleansing breath as you harness the life force energy of the universe, bringing it fully into your body. And feel the expansion and then the release of the exhale as you contract to begin that process all over again. And with your next deep breath, bring that breath of that life force into your heart space. Breathe in and expand this energy into the chambers of your heart. And as you do, release any of the constriction here, any of the walls. Just let go of that armor with each exhale, opening a bit more and more as you uncover and discover your pure heart. And this place, deep inside this pure heart, is pure love. It's where we seek connection, where we yearn to light up these electrical circuits, to fire up these synapses, and to feel turned on and whole in love. It's the place inside of us that holds love unconditionally, where we would love to love without fear. It's where we yearn to find the one that will complete us, our perfect partner. And it is in this place of yearning for the other, where we really are trying to find ourselves. We dream and hold promise for this right match to show up for us, to waltz into our lives and complete us. At the core of this desire is our holy longing to heal ourselves, to be in relationship with our own inner beloved. Ah, we are not even aware that the one that we seek is ourselves, our whole self. The irony is that we find ourselves, we come back home to ourselves through our connection with another who is the perfect match for us to do our own inner self-exploration. They show up and they mirror those parts of us that we had to hide. Often, these are the parts we had to hide in our own childhoods to feel safe. it wasn't safe to use our voice or to feel our feelings like anger or fear or even sadness. So we learn ways to repress these feelings inside of us. We may even have repressed our silliness, our playfulness, our creativity, because it was not safe to express these parts of ourselves. But these hidden parts that get stuffed into our unconscious, they yearn to come back to us. They yearn to come home for our wholeness. So we unconsciously seek out a partner or a lover that is the perfect match for us, for our own relationship alchemy. These others bring us the perfect trigger or charge to activate within us the medicine to heal our fragmented lives, to heal our fragmented selves. Interesting, because our partners are also given this gift of possibility to heal and restore their fragmented parts. This is relationship alchemy. And we can restore ourselves to wholeness and find passionate love of self first. And then we can bring this into our relationships with others, with our partners, as well as our children, our families, our friends, and nature itself. So what alchemy, what relationship alchemy is playing out in your life, in your relationships? What are your triggers? What charge happens when you are with your partner? Or maybe it's the partner that you seek, that yearning is to heal and transform. So listen, we're going to take a little bit of a journey. And I ask you to go inward with curiosity and love as you listen and breathe into your own heart for its supportive message for you. What are you yearning for? What part of you wants to come home? What trigger in your own relationship with your partners or in those that you desire that is a part of yourself that wants to come home? As you journey, listen for a word, an image, a vision, or a color, or a sense of feeling. Notice where the feeling is in your body and what is it that comes up for you. Go inward and listen from your heart space, from your soul. Let yourself receive the support from your own inner knowing during this short journey. And if you would like, you can use your breath, breathing in a little more rapidly as you breathe, inhale and exhale, in through the nose and out through the mouth, and allow yourself to go deeper with your breath into your heart, into your own inner knowing, as you explore this place deep inside of you.
Thank you.
taking another deep breath. And slowly come back from your journey. You might want to place your hands on your heart. Breathe into that space, whether you felt emotion or received a message, a download, a connection. Just bring yourself back to your heart space, to your physical body, to all of it, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. We are all on this journey of rediscovery, of coming back into wholeness. It is time to compassionately give ourselves love. So with your hands on your heart, giving yourself love, invite into your life whatever is ready to come home to you. Because this special ingredient, this part of yourself, is coming home to complete you, another piece of your own alchemy. This is a process. Alchemy is the creative soup of transformation, and it's ongoing, where we retrieve parts that are our lost treasures. These parts are coming back home to reunite with us so that our relationships, our love relationships, continue to grow and evolve and transform through our own healing, through our own integration, through our own individuation, so that we are in this place of alignment, to know that we are loved beyond measure, and that we also can share our love beyond measure. We are all in this crazy, beautiful ride of life, each taking steps to heal and transform through understanding the bigger picture. So let the relationship alchemy begin. Journal.
I empty myself over again. Nothing to be or to achieve.
So just listen to the words of this song, and when you finish, journal your experience and messages.
I lay down my sword at your feet. Spirit, move me. Where would you have me go? Spirit, show me. What do I need to know? I surrender it all. Can't fight anymore. Take me in your arms and teach me the nature of love. I am reborn. My heart is open wide, flowing with grace through time and space. Finally, I feel my place. I lay down my sword at your feet. Spirit, move me. Where would you have? Show me. keep guiding me home. Spirit, move me. Where would you have me go? Spirit, show me. What do I need to know? I surrender it all. Can't fight anymore. Take me in your arms and teach me the nature of love. Of love. Of love. Of love.
So taking a deep breath, let it begin to take root in your own consciousness, as this being human is a journey, not a destination. We are all incredible beings interconnected in the vast web of the universe. Blessed be.